Welcome to Harness Up with Haste Draft Horses and Mules, where we talk all things related to these magnificent animals. Whether you're a seasoned owner or just curious about these gentle giants, this podcast is for you. So harness up and join Haste Draft Horses and Mules for some lively discussions about these God-given creatures.
All right, guys, the wait is over. The podcast is here. Thank you all for patiently waiting. I know I've been talking about it a lot, and I sure appreciate each and every one of you all waiting and just waiting for this to happen, because this has been a long time coming. I've been wanting to do this a long, long time, and finally it's here. So we're looking forward to this starting and getting to dig in deep with some folks and, you know, get people in here and let them tell their stories about these good draft horses and driving horses and, you know, just keep going. But I appreciate y'all waiting and being anxious and watching this episode and listening wherever you listen to your podcast. My name's Stephen Haste, and I own Haste Draft Horses and Mules along with my wife, Elizabeth Haste. If you're new to us, that's who we are. You can check us out on the internet at www.drafthorsesandmulesforsale.com. Also, you can check us out on YouTube on Haste Draft Horses and Mules and on our Facebook page, Haste Draft Horses and Mules. Guys, we sure appreciate you, like I said. And the point of this podcast, I've just been really wanting to do this for a long time. You know, I got a lot of friends all across the country, from California to Maine to Florida, down in the deep south in Texas, and everybody's got a story. You know, people's stories help me a lot. I learn from people's stories and knowledge from other people. And I just wanted to do this podcast to bring our community closer together as a whole to one and let everybody just get in and learn each other, and I'm looking so forward to it. I've got some good guests lined out that's going to be with us on this podcast. You'll be seeing them soon. This podcast is going to air once a month on the second Saturday of every month, and it'll be available everywhere where you listen to your podcast, plus the video will be on YouTube. So we're looking forward to that. If you out there have a guest that you think would suit this podcast, tell them to email me at hastedrafthorsesandmules@yahoo.com. We'd love to give everybody a chance. If anybody wants to be on it, if they got a good story, yeah, just tell them to email me. I'd love to try to get them on here and see what we can do. So, but thank you all for being so supportive. I can't thank you enough, because without you guys, we couldn't do what we do. You guys make what we do just so much better. You help us, and we sure appreciate each and every one of your help. Now, a lot of y'all, by watching the YouTube channel, you know Henry. Henry is my partner, Henry Martin. He lives right there close to me in Casey County, Kentucky, there in Liberty. I was wanting him to get on here with me tonight, but he said, I ain't showing my face and talking. He said, I'll drive horses for the videos, but I'm not going to show my face and talk to you guys. So I told everybody that I would get on here. He said, tell everybody hello, and he appreciates everybody watching too. And y'all will be seeing him a lot. And if you come out to the house, of course, you'll meet him. But he is a good friend of mine. He's been my partner for a while now, and I really appreciate him. So he's the one in all the videos on YouTube and driving the horses, and I'm the man behind the camera. So, but we appreciate y'all watching those YouTube videos. Also, you know, with our horses, we do all kinds of stuff, from plowing to doing hay to spreading manure to driving in town. There's all kinds of ways we use our draft horses, and we do that to get them ready for all different environments out there in your all's world. Like, if you want to buy a pair of horses from us, we want to make it where they're ready to go for you when you get them, and you don't have to train them. I always say there's three ways to get a good team of horses. You can either buy them already trained, train them yourself, or pay somebody to train them. Well, we're doing all the hard work. We got them ready to go for you guys, so always remember that. If anybody ever needs a team of draft horses, or if you ever need somebody just to talk to or some advice, you're welcome to call us right here at Haste Draft Horses and Mules. So we sure do thank you all very, very much. And well, it's a nice studio we got here to do this in. We sure appreciate the folks here at this studio letting us use it and letting them, you know, them doing their hard work to help us make this possible. So, and also the producer of the podcast, Bourbon Barrel Podcast Productions. They're going to be the producers, so they'll be putting this out for all y'all to hear. So, guys, I got a lot of good guests coming, a bunch. I can't wait for y'all to see who all's going to be on this show with me. I'm so excited about it. Kind of hard to do this here today by myself, because I'm just talking to you guys and I'm not getting no feedback, but I wanted to do this introduction episode and just let you all know what's going to be going on, just how this is going to go. I'll give you a clue of one guest I got coming up. His name is Hugh Saunders. He's from over in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. That fella, he's a mountain man at heart. He knows how to work horses. He was plowing one day, and his horses, and they fell into an old gas well, deep, way down in the ground. Guys, that's going to be a story you do not want to miss. Hugh's a good guy, and you're going to love him. We got some locals from here in the state of Kentucky going to be on the podcast. Got a halter maker that makes all the halters for the thoroughbred racehorses, like at the Kentucky Derby at Keeneland. That's going to be a good one. A bunch more. And if you know somebody out there, like I said, that would be good at this podcast, guys, tell them to get a hold of me, because we're going to have a lot of fun and let you all have a lot of stories to listen to that maybe help you. I know they're going to help me. I'm looking forward to it myself. So, guys, I've been doing this a long time. Of course, Henry, he's an old order Mennonite. He was raised with horses his whole life. That's all he's ever done. And I was raised right around him. I've been raised right here in this community, and I've been driving horses and working with horses. We started selling horses in 2010. I started helping a good friend of mine, and it just kept progressing and progressing and progressing. Finally, I was working at the Ford dealership in Somerset, Kentucky, and I was selling new Ford trucks, ordering new Ford trucks for people. And it got to where I found myself selling more horses than I was selling trucks. And the company was noticing it too, because I'd be in there on the computer sending email and people pictures of horses and talking on the phone to horse customers on the company phone. And yeah, so it was time for me to start selling horses full time. And one day the manager walked into me in there in the Ford store and said, "Are you going to sell them stupid donkeys, or are you going to work for us?" I just looked at him a minute and thought, and I said, "I think I'll sell them stupid donkeys." And out I went. So, I've been out on my own ever since then, since June 2017, left out and started doing it full-time. I was part-time before that, but now I've been doing it full-time since then. So, and Henry, he's been my partner for a year now, but we've knew each other our whole lives, pretty much. Henry started videoing mules for me back in 2012, 2013, and just being a video boy for me, helping me. We used to sell a lot of riding mules, and Henry did a lot of the videoing for us. Back in May of last year, I felt the need to ask Henry to be my full-time partner in this, and now he is. So it's him and his wife. His wife's name's Lou Ann, and me, I'm Stephen Haste, and my wife is Elizabeth Haste. And you all will be seeing a lot of her. She's going to do some podcasts on her own with some of you ladies in the equine industry coming up very, very soon. Elizabeth was born in North Carolina, but she moved to Montana when she was a little girl, about 4 or 5 year old. And she was raised out there in Montana, out around the Laurel Billings area. Me and her met in a kind of roundabout way. Back in 2020, I was out in Roundup, Montana. A lot of y'all may know where Roundup is. Got a lot of good friends out there in Roundup. It's 4th of July weekend, and I was kind of, you know, just wanting to get out on the town and run around and spend some time by myself and see who I could meet. I had a load of horses with me. I took the horses to a good Amish friend of mine up there in Roundup, Montana, and his name was Levi, and he said, "I doubt, Levi, you'll be listening to this, but if you ever do, I'm mentioning you, so you remember that." But just a super good Amish guy out there, and he said, "Well, you can keep all your horses here while you go do what you want to do." So that's what I done. I just put all my horses to his house over the weekend, July 4th, and I hit the town, got me a motel in Roundup down there, and just walked around. They have a huge 4th of July celebration there. If any of y'all know what I'm talking about out there, you may know, but everybody buys their own fireworks, and they line the streets and set off fireworks all the time. It's just a lot of fun. It was a great time. I was out there in a little bar out there, ate me a big steak and had a drink, and a guy come up to me and just started talking to me. And me and him talked for about 2 hours. He was a super nice guy, like a slender kind of guy. I didn't really catch much about him, but we talked for a couple hours about just this, that, and everything, about what I do and what he does. And he said, "Well, I know a girl that you need to work for you." I said, "You do?" And of course, I was single at the time, and I said, he mentioned a girl, so I was like, "Who is this girl?" And he said, "Well, her name's Elizabeth, and you need to call her, or I'll have her call you. How about that?" I said, "Whatever, yeah, I'm open to meet anybody." He gave her my number. Well, I went on about my business, sold a bunch of horses through Montana and through South Dakota, and stopped at the Badlands. Boy, it's one of my favorite places. But hello to all my South Dakota people out there. Shout out to you all. We just had a great time. And come back home, I was prepping, getting ready to go to California. We had to go out to California and sell some mules in Arizona. And then I had to go to Montana again and sell some more horses. And I was going out to the barn one day, and phone rang. I reached down, and I said, shoot, that's a Montana number. I better see who this is. I answered it, and it's her. We talked on the phone about 2 hours, and I done decided I liked that girl. And I told her, I said, well, if you want to come hang out and work with us, come on. I never thought she would. I was like, she ain't going to drive all the way here from Montana to come see an old hillbilly like me. Well, boys, 2 days later, she's in my driveway. And I thought, shoot, that's pretty good. And I let her rest up. We didn't leave out. But the next day, me and her, we got in that truck of mine. Me and her and my daughter and an Amish boy that's working for me and my dog, old Bloof. We left out. We went to California. And she was gone with us 10 days and come back home, and she ain't left since. So then a year later, I married her, and now we got a little boy, and she's really big into this business with us, guys. She does so good. If you all ever talked on Facebook now, she does all the Facebook, all the Instagram, all the TikTok, all the marketing. If you're getting on there and messaging, that's who you're talking to, my wife, not me. So, but she tells you all to call me, and that's good. But I'm blessed, guys. I'm blessed. I love this life I live. I wouldn't have it any other way. These horses are my life. We don't have vacation. Our vacation is delivering horses to y'all. I sure appreciate y'all for letting us have that opportunity, because not everybody gets to live this life, but somehow the good Lord's led it where I get to. And I sure appreciate and I thank the Lord every day for the life I got and the people that he's put in my life, because y'all have been so good to me. Everybody out there that listens to me, I do believe I got a friend in every state. Well, I don't believe, I know. I got a friend in every state. If something happens, I can call them. I got help like that. That means a lot. And that's because of you guys. And I want you all to think that about me, too. If you're in Kentucky and you need somebody, you call me. I'm here for you. Y'all got my number. It's all over the website and everything. And we're here to help. That's what it's about. It's not just about selling horses and making money. A lot of it's more about who you meet and learning from people. You know, I learn new stuff every day. I mean, if you quit learning, you're done. An old guy told me that one time, and I took it to heart. I believe it. If you quit learning, you're done. And that's the truth. And we do these clinics all over the country teaching people to drive draft horses. A lot of y'all may have been to my clinics. Shout out to anybody that's been. Thank you all. We have the best time at them clinics. Usually, well, down in Texas at the clinic we done down Mount Pleasant, Texas for Preford back in September of last year, I'm going to tell you, them ladies shed tears when it was over because they had to leave each other. It was sad. I mean, you get so close. I always say, when a few people get together with common interest, good things are going to happen. And we've experienced that majorly at these clinics. It is so much fun to meet the people and learn about each other and learn to drive horses. And I'm the instructor. Elizabeth's an instructor. Henry's an instructor. But I'm going to tell you, I learned something at every clinic that I didn't know. And I keep learning. That's what keeps it going. So we're here to learn and help. If we're ever doing anything out that you all think we can do better, call me. I want to know. I want to know your opinions. I want to know what you think. And we sure appreciate it. So we got a lot of clinics coming up, guys. We're going to be in Billings, Montana the week before this releases. You won't know about it, but when this podcast releases, I'll be in Billings, Montana on my way home from a clinic. So but that's a clinic we got coming up. We got a few more clinics planned for this year. Just keep watch on the website. And of course, I'll be talking about them on here too, if this is where you find us. And we hope to see you at one of our clinics this year. We sure welcome you to come, and we'll treat you like you want to be treated and like we want to be treated. So here at Haste Draft Horses and Mules, guys, we don't raise a lot of horses simply because it's a lot of work and we're not home enough to raise them. When you raise a colt, you got to be there to take care of that mare. You got to be there when she foals. And I may be in California or Washington State or anywhere when a mare foals, and we ain't got enough people to stay home to take care of them. So what we try to do is buy weanlings and yearlings and work them and train them and get them ready for you all. And I know I don't have nothing against breeding horses, guys. It's perfect. You got to breed them to have these horses. But just I'm just saying for myself, it's hard for me to do it and be there with the mares and stuff, you know, when they have the babies and take care of them properly. So I like to buy them and cut out the gamble of having a good colt and buying a good colt. I can see with my own eyes right there when I pay for it. And that's just my way of doing things. So I just want to let you all know that. But we sell a lot of black perchins. And guys, I love black perchins. I absolutely love them. They're my favorite draft breed. I mean, you know, everybody's got their favorite. But we train and sell a lot of Belgians. We train and sell a lot of crossbreds. I love a cross. A cross is one of my favorites. Perchin Morgan, Belgian Morgan, Perchin Quarter Horse. I love crossbreeds. I tend to believe when you take two breeds and put them together, you get the best in one breed. I even like 3- and 4-way crosses. We've had some of those. There's nothing wrong with them. I think that there's nothing wrong with any breed of horse as long as it's got the foundation, the fundamentals, and trained right for the job it's going to be doing. You got to start them young, just like a baby. A little boy crawls on the ground, little girl. You got to start that horse when it's on the ground until it gets up. Raise it in the way you want it to be, just like you do a kid, and they'll prosper. Same way with horses. We work hard, guys. We do this every day. This is all we do, like I said. We train a lot of horses for city environment. You can watch on our YouTube. We're always in town with these horses, by train tracks, going by semis, bridges, manhole covers, the lines on the highway. All that stuff you got to get a driving horse used to. You take a big perchin team up to a red light for the first time, they see that big white strip. You got to get them used to that, and that's part of my job for you guys, get them used to all that. And we train a lot for that. We do a lot of farm work. We spread manure every day all the time with our horses. We mow with our horses. We plow. We disc. We work 3 abreast, 4 abreast. We do train for all this stuff. And also, like we've sold horses in the past years to the U.S. Army. I sold Fort Sam Houston down in San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for your service. Sold those guys a nice pair of black perchins. They're using to pull the caisson. Up in Maryland, we sold a wonderful pair of 3-year-old Belgians, Mike and Max. I'll never forget them. To a super nice couple that does veteran, like they take these veterans that are having PTSD problems from the war and use these horses for therapy. And we sell a lot of horses for that. They disabled veterans in wheelchairs. They build a wagon for the wheelchair to roll right onto the wagon and park the wheelchair on the wagon. Horses take them for a ride. Guys, that means a lot to some people. Some people don't get to do it every day. And, you know, if you're in a wheelchair and you can't walk or you need some type of therapy emotionally or mentally, that horse can help you. Trust me, I've experienced it. I know how it is. Horses are therapeutic as it gets. It's great. We sell a lot of horses to sleigh ride companies out in Colorado, Montana. They give rides on sleighs in the winter in the snow. All out around Winter Park, Colorado, Fresno, Frisco, I think it's called. Excuse me if I said that wrong. I'm a Kentucky hillbilly and I don't pronounce things right all the time, so just bear with me. But no, that's a beautiful country out there, guys. Shout out to all my Colorado sleigh drivers. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Sold horses to a good guy out in Utah that does movies for Kevin Costner, Leonardo DiCaprio. A lot of our mules was in the newest movie, Killers of the Flower Moon by Leonardo DiCaprio. Good friend Randy Melton out in Utah had those mules on that movie set. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, and I hope to see you soon. We're going to get you on the podcast soon, Randy. You'll be a good one to be on here, so hope you're listening to this. But guys, it's endless. I never seen the beat of things people buy horses for. I've learned throughout my time, don't never think somebody won't buy them that you think never will, because they will. Like, we've sold horses for some of the things I thought would never have sold a horse for. It's just unreal. It amazes me every day. My phone rings all day nonstop. Yes, I got it turned off right now, so anybody calling right now, I'll call you after this. But I love talking to you guys. I got friends all over America, and it's because of these draft horses and mules. I couldn't ask for anything better. Our place is down in Liberty, Kentucky, Casey County, Kentucky, down there in Amish country. South Fork Community is what it's called. We got a new barn we built there last May. Well, we built it last May. Tornado tore it down June the 1st, and we had it back the same week. Let me tell you how that happens. This is how a community should be. It blew my mind. Our barn blew down from a tornado on Sunday night. Flattened. Gone. By Monday afternoon, we was ready to build again. We had like 100 people there Tuesday and Wednesday building that barn back. It was unreal, guys. With the way the community pulled together to help us, that just shows me there is still good people in the world, and we should help each other. And I sure appreciated it. It meant the world to us. And we thank each and every one of them that helped and everybody. It was a blessing. But we got a brand new facility. The barn be a year old this year. It's beautiful. I'm really happy with it. We've got brand new board fence we've been putting up and adding, all new paddocks, some all new feeders. Been putting a lot of gravel down lately because we got a lot of mud, but we're getting there. Guys, you're welcome to come to our facility and check us out. Anybody's welcome to come. If you just want to come look and meet us, if I'm home, you're welcome anytime. Come shake my hand. Handshake's what I like. Come shake my hand and be my friend. Anybody's welcome to our facility. Now, we've got a super nice community. We've got Amish stores all around, and it's just a blessing to be there, and I think you all will feel the same way. I know a lot of people that's came just say, I just want to stay. I love it so much. It is. It's a great place. I don't know if y'all seen on YouTube or not what I've been posting lately, but we got tomato greenhouses and mum pads, and we raise and sell tomatoes and mums and pumpkins, and we got a big auction there in the community people come to, and y'all are invited to come to our place. Anybody's invited. We would welcome you with open arms and treat you like family. So thank you all for the ones that have come. I really appreciate it. Anybody that wants to come, just let me know you're coming. If we're home, you're welcome to come at any time. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate y'all. And bear with me. This is my first time ever doing this, but a good old country boy from Kentucky is trying his best for y'all. So, hey, I can't wait for y'all to hear the new guests we got coming on, a bunch of people. It's going to dig deep into our lifestyle and also other people's lifestyles that's like ours or in the equine industry. And I'm looking so forward to it. Until the next one, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
As another captivating episode of Harness Up with Haste Draft Horses and Mules draws to a close, we extend our sincere gratitude to our listeners for joining us on this enlightening journey. We hope today's discussions have deepened your appreciation and understanding of these magnificent creatures. Remember, the adventure continues beyond this podcast. Stay connected with us on social media and share your stories. For more information and to explore further, visit DraftHorsesAndMulesForSale.com. Thank you for being part of our community. Until next time, keep harnessing your curiosity and passion for these God-given creatures. Farewell for now.